92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning's second date update.
Is it a bad idea to go out on a date in the middle of a work week when you're just trying to get through it?
Ooh,
is it a bad idea to take a bunch of shots right away on your first date?
Okay, that I'm going to start with to go with yes now.
Is it a bad idea to spend the date talking about your exes?
Okay.
Possibly.
Absolute yes.
Well, that sounds like the exact date that Lainey went on, and now she's not getting a call back. Wonder why. Lainey, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
You can hear the regret in your voice, Lainey.
Yeah, that's... Well, I'm calling you guys.
All right, well,
poor thing.
See if we can help you out. What's the name of the guy you want to call today?
His name is Dylan.
Dylan, all right. And how did you meet Dylan?
So we met on a dating app.
Okay.
He started the conversation with me. I mean, like, you know, we matched, and then he private messaged me, and then we were like, oh, you know, like, let's go out for drinks. So we did a happy hour in the middle of the week. We did, you know, Wednesday hump day, which sounded like a good idea at the time.
Okay.
Well,
but it wasn't a good idea, you don't think?
Well, probably not, because I haven't heard back from him.
Okay.
Did you guys try to plan for a weekend date and you just couldn't find, you know, the time?
Our weekends were pretty booked up, so we just figured, you know, hey, like, I'd rather see you sooner rather than later, you know? Mm-hmm. So Wednesday was, like, the easiest day for us both to get together.
So did it start off good and then go bad, or?
Oh, it started off great. He's cute. He looked like his profile picture, because, you know, you never know.
Okay, so that part was good, at least. How about the actual happy hour? Was that fun or weird?
It was fun. You know, we really bonded, because we both had really awful days at work.
Oh.
And we just, you know, really wanted to let off some steam.
Okay, so that all sounds positive to me. You know, like, misery loves company. Might as well be miserable together.
It's absolutely correct, because we're talking about, like, the awful people that we work with. It really felt like a nice group therapy session.
All right.
And as we kept going, you know, we kept ordering rounds of shots.
Wow.
You know, and we're like, let's do another.
Okay, so you're getting hammered.
Yeah.
Okay, which it might not be a bad thing on a date. You mentioned in your email, though, you started talking about your exes. That's usually not a good thing to do.
I'll admit it. I don't remember if it was me or if it was him who brought up an ex, like, saying, like, oh, my God, like, my boss is terrible, but nothing compared to, you know, this person I used to date. So it kind of took a turn.
It is an easy transition into Definitely. People who you hate to go yeah. into your exes.
I mean, it is, but it did take a weird turn, because, like, if you're single, you clearly have your share of war stories about exes.
Mm-hmm. Was it just you sharing, or was he sharing too?
He was sharing too. Like, I told him about my most recent ex, who was just such a pig, and he was like, let me tell you about the girl that I was with. Right, just from, like, the get-go, like, when he mentioned her name, you could just see it in his face that there was just so much backstory, so much baggage.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I guess it just didn't end well. He said she was just one of those serial cheaters.
Oh, no.
He would forgive her. Then she'd do it again.
Oof.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't just the cheating. You know, she was one of those girls that she didn't feel good about herself unless she was putting him down.
Okay,
you know,
what
a lot. He went into a lot of detail then. Damn.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens when you drink a lot. Like, your emotions just come out. And I just felt so bad for him. Like, I mean, I just wanted to give him, like, a big hug and tell him everything was going to be okay.
Yeah.
If I just tell... He really was damaged from this relationship. You know, he said it was, like, a very long-term relationship. It went on for, like, 3 or 4 years. So I suggested, you know, we should go back to his place. Like, not, like, to go sleep together.
Mm-hmm. We don't judge.
I just said, like, let's go back to your place and, you know, take some, like, cutesy photos that we could post on social media. And he said, you know, he's still Facebook friends with his ex.
Okay, so you wanted to go back to his place, post some pictures together to make her
jealous
or show her that he's getting over.
Yeah, you know, to see, like, he's moved on and he's happy.
Okay.
Did you guys do that?
You know, he was a real gentleman about it. He was like, look, I'm so inebriated. He's like, I don't trust myself to bring you back to my apartment. He's like, you may have good intentions, but I don't feel right about bringing you back. And then, like, if we sleep together. And I was like, you know what? He really was, like, such a gentleman.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird that, like, I mean, I would think it would be opposite. Like, you wouldn't want to call him back because he was so hung up on his ex. Not him not calling you back.
Well, you know, I can understand, you know, he was just putting all the cards out on the table. And I respect it, you know, that this really hurt him and he doesn't want it to happen again. Like, okay. I mean, that's how I kind of interpreted it.
So he was polite and a gentleman about going back to his place and said he couldn't trust himself. And then was that it? Was that the end of your date?
Well, afterwards, like, we had a couple of more drinks and then we both went our separate ways. And I mean, I thought it went well. And, you know, afterwards, I texted him the next morning and I was like, hey, how are you feeling? Because I was really hungover.
Yeah.
And he didn't respond back. And I said, you know, maybe he really is hungover. Maybe, you know, he's having another tough day at work.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking, like, maybe he just thought I was weird, that I'm crazy. Like, I'm really not like that. I was really just trying to help him.
Yeah, all right. Understanding.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning's second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you missed the first part, Lainey is on the phone, and she wants to call this dude named Dylan. We didn't learn a whole lot about Dylan or their date, but we did learn a lot about his ex-girlfriend when we talked to her, because she had a whole lot of information on his past relationship.
Yeah,
apparently, they met like for happy hour. They got kind of drunk. They ended up talking about their exes a bunch, and he just got out of a relationship where he was with a girl who cheated on him a bunch and just sounds like a terrible person. Lainey thinks that she might have creeped him out because at one point she said, let's go back to my place and take some cute photos together. You can post it online and make her jealous and show her that you're moving on. And he declined because he said he was kind of drunk and he didn't think he could trust himself to be a gentleman. So,
you're a good dude.
Yeah, they ended their date and she hasn't heard from him since. Lainey, are you ready to give him a call?
I am. I just really want to know what's going on because he's such a good guy and I just want to take care of him.
You know, that is usually a recipe for disaster whenever you want to take care of someone or fix someone's problems. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I don't want to change him. I just want to help him move past this.
All right.
Well, we'll see if we can figure out why he's not calling you back and then see if we can help you get a second date. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Dylan, please?
This is him.
Dylan, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
In the morning, where?
It's a radio show, and that is the name of the show. It's called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh.
Hey, Dylan.
In the morning, where?
What are you guys doing?
Not much, just hanging out. You mean doing, or why are we calling you?
Yeah, why? What's going on?
Okay. I'm calling you today because we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. And we got an email from somebody that you went on a date with recently.
Wait, what? Somebody emailed you about me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lainey. Her name's Lainey.
Oh.
Yeah, Lainey emailed us because she told us about your date, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So she told us she went out with you. She said she really wanted to see you again, but now you're not answering any of her phone calls or text messages. So she's confused, and she's wondering why you don't want to see her again.
She's wondering why. Wow.
Yes. Should she know why?
I mean, I don't know how much you know.
I'll tell you what we know. She said you guys met up for happy hour. You drank a bunch. Ended up talking about your coworkers and then getting onto the subject of exes. You talked a bunch about how terrible your ex was. Then she asked you if you wanted to go back to her place to take some pictures to make your ex jealous, and you declined.
She told you almost everything?
If that's almost everything, yeah, she told us that.
Yeah.
I just can't believe she put that out there.
Are you mad about that?
I mean, it's weird. I never got a phone call like this before.
Right.
I could understand that.
Yeah.
You said almost everything. Is she leaving something out?
Totally leaving things out.
Really?
Okay, like what?
We had a good time in the beginning, and she was all right. And
she was all right.
It was the middle of the week, too. I mean, we definitely had no business hammering shots at a bar on a freaking Wednesday.
But it sounds like you guys had a lot to bond over. You both had crappy days at work, she said, really stressed out.
Yeah, I had a particularly bad day, and I guess she did, too. And we kind of bonded over having the same work environment, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Okay. We heard.
Then the topic of exes come up, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to go there. But we're kind of like bouncing back and forth between, you know, what her exes did and what mine did and things like that. So
in her description, it didn't sound like you guys were bouncing. It sounded like you guys were concentrating on you getting over your cheating ex. and that you talked about her a lot?
I mean, I guess I probably threw out a lot more info about mine than her ex, but I mean, you know, I was drunk too. It's hard to remember the details. So I don't know. Like I said, she was kind of supportive, I guess you could say, and it just got to a point where she kind of crossed the line in the course of the date, and I'm like, ugh, I kind of got turned off.
Was it suggesting to go take pictures of you two together at your place to make your ex jealous?
Yeah, that was part of it. I mean, she wanted to do, like, you know, half-naked photos and stuff like that. Like, she wanted to go that route. And I'm like, I really don't trust myself to be doing that, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Okay.
She told us that, which is a cool, I mean, it's a good move to be like, I mean, that's nice.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, you know, what's your ex's number? And give me all her info. I want her address, too. And
was she joking? I mean, that had to be a joke, right? Like, oh, I'll take care of her for you.
Yeah, I thought she was joking. I'm like, I was laughing with her. I go, what are you going to, you know, like burn her house down? Like, why do you need her address? And she just keeps kind of prodding for it. She goes, yeah, give me the information. Just, you know, I got a couple ideas. And,
Like she kept going?
Yeah, so at that point, I'm getting real weird vibes from this date. I'm like, I got to end this now because she's not joking. This is going in places I don't want it to go.
Yeah. Right. Soon you're going to be an accomplice to murder.
That was it, man. I was done right there.
Okay. Well,
okay. That's understandable.
Totally. It's good that you were done there, probably. But you're not done here because guess what? Lainey is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what?
Lainey?
Sorry.
You there?
Hi. Hey, Dylan.
Dude, no. Come on, guys.
No, that's Lainey.
I'm sorry, but your ex needs a wake-up call. Like, that's all I was trying to do.
A wake-up call? What kind of wake-up call are you talking about, Lainey?
She needs to know that her behavior is not okay. Girls like her ruin good guys like Dylan for girls like me.
What are you going to do, though? I don't understand. Isn't the wake-up call that they broke up? Like, that's usually the wake-up call.
It doesn't matter. Like, I'll handle it.
You don't need to handle it. Look, I learned my lesson with her.
It doesn't matter. Dylan, you're a good guy. Like, that's why I want to do this.
Do what, though?
Do what, Lainey?
If you don't have the to do it, I have them. I will tell her that this is not okay.
No.
I'm scared.
Do what? I don't understand what you're doing. You want her address? What are you going to do?
Everyone needs to, like, stop asking me what I'm going to do, all right? I'm not going to tell you guys on the radio, all right? I'm just going to do it.
Do what, though? Come on, Lainey. Now I'm...
No.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I'm saying no, okay? Lainey, the best revenge is always to just be happy in your next phase of life. That is literally the only revenge anyone ever needs.
Look, I will be happy after I do what I need to do to her.
What? She didn't even do anything to
Lainey,
you.
Okay. Dylan, are you still there?
Dude, do you guys hear what she's saying? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Did you give Lainey the information for your ex at all?
No, I didn't give her the information. Listen to her.
I mean, Dylan, I don't understand why you are so against this. Like, are you still in love with her? I mean, you were crying your eyes out, complaining how bad she treated you. And here I am, like, here to defend you. And you're acting like a little baby now. Like, are you still in love with her? You want to get back together with her? You want her to just put you down and cheat on you over and over again?
No. I was on the date with you that night, and we got onto some topics. Now I feel like I was on the date with a hitman. I mean, I don't know what this is about.
But, like, you gave me that information. Like, what else am I supposed to do with it?
Just chill, probably?
Yeah. Just say, that's too bad. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
That's not who I am. Not, like, how I roll. All I want to do is have a civilized conversation, woman to woman.
Hmm. No, that's psycho.
Doesn't sound like that.
Yeah.
I feel like in one hand you're holding your phone, the other hand you're screwing a silencer on a bolt-action rifle.
Sounds like a great woman to go on a date with to me. Dylan, would you like to go on a second date with Lainey? We'll pay for it.
She'll always have your back.
Yeah, she will have your back for sure.
Dylan, before you answer, really think carefully.
Oh my God, is that a threat?
No, I'm not going to end up in the trunk of a car.
So is that a yes then? Because I think that means you should say yes, or you might end up in a trunk of a car.
I'm not going on another date with her. Now I'm actually scared, all right?
Yeah, Lainey, I don't blame him, Lainey.
I mean, whatever. You know, if that's how he wants to live his life, he wants to be a pushover, let people walk all over him, he's going to find another girl who's going to do the same thing to him, cheat on him, and put him down.
Yeah.
You know, I would always have his back, but if he doesn't want that, you know, good riddance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good riddance, Dylan. Good luck finding someone just to have brunch with or whatever. Lainey would actually kill for you.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, I think you should all move and change your names because she might find you.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm scared now. I'm talking about today's second date update. Exes are normally a topic to avoid on a first date, but Lainey and Dylan dove right into their rocky pasts.
Yeah.
And then Dylan wasn't calling Lainey back, so we got him on the phone to figure out why. And he said the problem was that when Lainey and him were talking about his most recent ex, she crossed the line of being supportive. He said that she wanted to post pictures of them to make her jealous, and she even kept prodding for his ex's address so she could, quote, take care of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yeah. She like legally didn't want
to
tell us
what she wanted to do.
Yeah.
She said that Dylan's ex needs to be told what she did was wrong and kept suggesting that they will both be happy after she does what she needs to do.
God,
so we don't even know what that is. She wouldn't tell us.
Dylan's ex just needs to get a heads up that this lady's out there.
Yeah. In the end, no second date, which is Dylan's loss, I think.
No.
He gave up a date with somebody that would actually kill for him.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
He has already. Who knows?
That's true.
Remember, if you want a second date update, just email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.